KSL at night. KSL at night.
Welcome back. We are your hosts. Adam Gardner here with me is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. Just remember, folks, that if you missed out on any of our shows, remember, you can always go back and listen to it on kslpodcast.com after the show's been aired. Just look up KSL at night. Now we're kind of getting into a little bit of my territory, Greg.
There you go.
And thank goodness we don't have this problem in Utah with just ousting our speakers every few months just because we feel like it.
Right.
It almost makes me feel like we're in England and we're just having a new prime minister every 19
right.
days.
Good example. Yep.
Because that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, and it's sad. What we're talking about is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene saying on Wednesday that she's planning to call another vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican from Louisiana. I mean, what's up with that?
Okay.
Why do we keep going down that road?
So if you remember our last Speaker of the House, Speaker McCarthy from
right.
California, he wanted to be Speaker.
Badly.
More than any human being has ever wanted to be Speaker. And he made a ton of concessions because conservative McCarthy was not conservative enough for the super conservatives.
Right.
And so you had the Freedom Caucus who had enough votes to bring his potential speakership, make it a dud. And so he had to compromise with the Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene wing of the body.
Wing nuts.
And wing nuts of the body. And so one of the concessions that he made was you could have just, it would take one motion, one member
right.
to make a motion to vacate the chair, meaning we're going to now take a vote on whether you get to keep your job. And that came in full force when Matt Gaetz said we're going to get rid of Speaker McCarthy. And they held a vote and we were without a speaker for something like 19 days.
Right.
We could not get our stuff together
right.
on the Republican side. And so when Speaker Johnson came in, I mean, we're going down the list. We have multiple candidates for Speaker. And Speaker Mike Johnson from Louisiana, who nobody really knew. I mean, I worked for Congress. I worked in the House, worked in the Senate. I had no idea who this guy was. But he was kind of...
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought at the time that he was even further right than McCarthy.
Which he is.
Yeah, so I think you're thinking, well, he's probably on less stable ground, at least in terms of getting more broad-based support
right.
with the Democrats. Maybe sticking with his job and having the Republicans not call for his ouster, which is what we're talking about right now,
yeah.
seemed less likely, but here we are.
Well, I remember watching an interview with him, and one of the interviewers said, so tell us, who is Mike Johnson? What does he believe? And he said, well, you can just open up any page of the Bible, and that's what I believe. That's my values. And I mean, that is
right.
That is who these guys want, right? And so he promised to be this conservative speaker, but he did some things that the Freedom Caucus, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetzes of the world didn't like. And it's not that he passed these on his own or he was kind of thumbing his nose at everyone in the caucus.
But he got us so that we were actually passing some legislation.
We were just taking votes, Greg. That's
right,
it.
Right. Yeah. Let's just vote. Let's just bring it to the table.
So he did two things that the Freedom Caucus, that Marjorie Taylor Greene did not like. One, we passed six appropriations bills. We funded the government. They did not like that. There were some in the Senate that did not like that as well. So we funded the government. We funded our troops. That was number one. They did not like that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to spend money. I get that. We have $34 trillion in debt, but we actually still need to fund the government still. So that was his first mistake. And the second was he came out and did a press conference and he said, I have had all of the briefings you can imagine on Russia and China and Iran. They are a problem. And they're watching to see what the United States does right now. I'm going to bring up aid for a vote. So we had three different bills. One was to bring, one was aid for Ukraine. One was aid for Taiwan and a disbanding of TikTok. And one was aid for Israel. And because he brought those up for a vote, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I'm going to make a motion to vacate the chair. And not only that, but super libertarian Thomas Massie also said, I'm with you. where I'm going to make the motion with you. And so now she has two others that have kind of gone along with her, and they'll make that motion next week. Maybe you know better than me. What are the Democrats going
to
do on this?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you that because in order to keep your position, you've got to get a majority of the House. And the Republicans right now have a majority of the House.
Barely.
If you get every one of them to support you. But if you get three or four or six or eight, you know, the Freedom Caucus that are not in, you're not going to get that majority. And the Democrats don't have it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hearing that, and I'm really interested in your take on this, that the Democrats may not want this level of chaos again in the House and may give enough votes to keep him as Speaker.
I think they really loved it the first time around.
When we had 13 votes for McCarthy and before we got a Speaker.
Yeah, they kind of...
They sent back chuckling, right.
They didn't really like McCarthy either. And Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat leader, they kind of saw a way that, hey, we actually may get a Democrat Speaker of the House out of this thing. That never happened.
No, he was getting a lot of votes, but he couldn't get that
51%. It just became chaos,
right,
Greg? So Hakeem Jeffries sent out a letter and said, hey, guys, if we do this again, we are not going to vote to have Mike Johnson vacate the chair. We're going to vote to save him. And so that's actually pretty telling, kind
Hakeem
of a big
Jeffries
deal.
Hakeem Jeffries actually issued such a statement.
He did. So
okay.
they're going to back him. They're not going to back him as Speaker. They're not going to back his policies. They don't like him. But they're not going to vote to kick him out of his chairmanship. And I think maybe one of the reasons is they don't know who they're going to get.
Could be worse.
It
right.
could be worse. And you know what? Republicans sometimes have this problem where we think that if we have a majority in any one of the bodies, if we have it in the Senate or the House or we have the presidency, that we can do whatever we want. We cannot.
Right.
We do not have the Senate. They do not hold the White House.
Right.
You hold a very slim majority in the House. You cannot get everything you want. If you want to pass a bill, you have to compromise and work with the other side. In the Senate, you need 60 people.
Right.
That means you need 10 people from the other party
to get anything done.
Right.
Do you think there's a little bit of enlightened self-interest here from the Democrats? Also, just the fact that Congress has taken such a beating, and they did over the McCarthy votes, mm-hmm. and they will over this, no matter how it turns out, that there's just not enough organization. And maybe, hey, he may not be the greatest speaker in the world, but he's our speaker. Let's keep legislation going. Let's keep voting. Let's keep putting things on the table.
I think it's they are trying to show that we're really close to the election. We're a fan of governing.
Okay.
And so America, look to us. You know, while they're in chaos, we'll be the babysitters. And it politically, I think it's a really smart play for the Democrats. The Republicans have so many awesome leaders in their conference right now. I mean, even the person that took Speaker Johnson's place on the Republican Study Committee is Blake Moore.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got one or two from Utah that could be great speakers if they wanted to.
He just took over. So
including
now
one that's vacating his seat right now.
Exactly.
Curtis is awesome. I mean, by most accounts.
By most accounts, that's very true. And so now you have Blake Moore in this same position.
Right.
And it's like, if there's ever going to be a vacancy, who's going to want that thing?
Right. Knowing that your job is tenuous and one person can bring your position to vote anytime.
And a lot of times these guys don't stay in the body. Once they get ousted, they're like, I have no more power anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
And they leave.
And they leave altogether.
Altogether. They leave.
So what's your prediction that it's come to the table and you think there will be Democrats that will support him and he'll be able to keep his position?
I think they'll get enough Republicans and the Democratic side and he'll be able to stay. I don't think they're actually going to vacate the chair. We won't have to go through this charade for another few weeks.
When you say enough Republicans, he's still going to get the majority of Republicans.
The majority of Republicans.
So he doesn't need a whole lot of Democrats.
And I think the Democrats are going to stay. I would be surprised if it gets more than five or six votes, if they actually have that vote.
Interesting.
So I think he'll be okay. But it's just going through this exercise every few months gets very, very tiring.
Order is restored.
That's right.
Well, when we come back after the break, we'll be talking about some protests up at the University of Utah. Stay with us.